Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A massive crude oil spill off the coast of Southern California, believed to be at least 126,000 gallons, has reached the shores of Huntington Beach, damaging local wildlife and possibly closing miles of beach for months. The origin of the leak was a line break at the rig Ellie, owned by Houston, Texas-based Amplify Energy. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, on Sunday said he hopes to pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill and a reconciliation package in the next month, setting another target date of Halloween for Congress to approve two massive spending bills after a failed attempt last week. Afghanistan's capital could be plunged into darkness as winter sets in because the country's new Taliban rulers have not paid Central Asian electricity suppliers or resumed collecting money from consumers. Most of Afghanistan's electricity is imported from neighboring countries. This is USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Dr. Fauci is giving Americans the Grinch treatment. Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Many Americans wondering if it's going to be safe to get together with family and friends for the upcoming holiday season. The foremost infectious disease expert in America, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says,
it's just too soon to tell. We've just got to concentrating on continuing to get those numbers down.
Fauci's saying on CBS's Face the Nation, that means concentrating as well on getting those not vaccinated yet to get the shots. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The identity of the Facebook whistleblower who released tens of thousands of pages of internal research and documents was revealed on 60 Minutes Sunday night as Francis Haugen, a 37-year-old former Facebook product manager who worked on civic integrity issues at the company, says the documents show that Facebook knows its platforms are used to spread hate, violence, and misinformation. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cuban American singer Pitbull at a recent concert put his love for America above the powers trying to diminish our nation.
If you don't like the United States of America, go back to the countries that we the f*** from and you'll see how much you appreciate the United States of America.
In 5 years, New York Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will face re-election. On the GOP side, Republican Desi Cuellar was on Fox News Sunday as he looks to unseat AOC.
My family fled Cuba because of a communist dictatorship that was put into power by people using the same socialist lies like free health care, free education that people like AOC and others are using today. So I just got tired of seeing it. I got tired of watching it grow the way that it's been growing. And after seeing that nobody's really getting the job done the way that it should be getting done, I decided I had to just step in and do my best to get it done. Castro took over Cuba in 1959, and my family fled Cuba a few years after that. They resettled in Miami, and half of my relatives basically were born in the United States. Half of my relatives were born in Cuba, and eventually they came down to New York where I was born, and the rest is history. I was homeless for about five, almost 6 months, so it was a difficult time for me. But I can say that the good that I took out of that was I learned what I can endure. I learned what, you know, what I was made of, essentially, because I never looked for an easy way out. I never reverted to criminality, and I did my best, and thank God I was able to get out of it, and you know, I'm here today with you guys, so thank God.
I'm Lance Pryor, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Doug Hershey joins us now. Haven't talked to Doug since NRB in Dallas, Texas. And since then, his current Amazon.com bestseller, Jerusalem Rising, The City of Peace Reawakens, has already topped 5 Amazon.com hot new release chart. Let me tell you, Doug, it is so hot that the post office is having a hard time getting your book to me. I think what happens is people that see it, they go, oh, good, you know, Martinez doesn't need another book here. We're going to take this book. It's so great. So I don't know what we're going to have to do here. We're going to have to, you know, figure out some way to get me a copy. But I do have the digital copy, and I'm grateful for that. But, you know, congratulations on Jerusalem Rising.
Bill, I appreciate you it's so excited about it. For me, it's when Amazon releases it, and within a couple of days, Amazon already says that it's out of stock because it's selling so well. That's pretty cool. But we are currently sending a book to you, probably delivered by parachute, just at the moment right now.
By drone or something, whatever. Anyway,
something like that.
Where it takes.
Absolutely.
I've only been looking forward to it ever since we met in Dallas here several months back, and I saw what was coming up. And again, you know, typical of what you've done previously, but this has really taken off. And obviously, to be at the top of the list of now 5 different categories, explain to our audience the appeal of Jerusalem Rising.
Yeah, well, with the first book, Israel Rising, I had taken old photos taken between the 1880s and the 1940s and went back with a pro photographer to reshoot the angles to show how much that the land had revived. And during that photo shoot, we were doing some aerial photography over Jerusalem, and I thought, man, like, this is such a significant city. I mean, I was looking down from a helicopter seeing the Temple Mount and the Western Wall and the Kidron Valley and the Mount of Olives. I mean, these are just prime significant biblical places. And so with Jerusalem Rising, we found the oldest photos of Jerusalem ever taken from 1844, 1850s, 1860s. And the same thing, I found a solid adventure photographer. He's an Israeli guy, Eden Rahm. Mm-hmm. And we just wandered the city and to find these exact locations of these old photos and recreated some of them for the first time ever. And so it's not just simply a then and now book. It's something that the photography that we captured in it is things that just has never been done before.
You know, Doug, with Israel Rising, the continual comment that I got from people who enjoyed Israel Rising was that, you know, for those that could not afford or didn't have the time to go to Israel, this was probably the next best thing, you know, to, you know, bring Israel to them. And to, in a sense, what I hear again is that it brings the Bible alive. I mean, did you ever think that this book would have this kind of impact?
Well, for both both Israel Rising and Jerusalem Rising, especially Israel Rising, I had originally done that book thinking that it would be a good advertisement for my travel company, which is called Ezra Adventures and doing small group travel. And for that exact reason, to giving people an opportunity to see the land and how much has changed in a short amount of time for those that... Mm-hmm. You know, might not ever get a chance to go. And, you know, ironically, we put all of this stuff together with Jerusalem Rising, and I was wrapping it up, and it was already in production as COVID landed. And so really nobody has been able to travel to Jerusalem right. for the past year and a half. So it's really an opportunity to document the prophesied restoration of this really unique city and be able to get it out to people in a time when they can't travel to Israel at the moment, unfortunately. And so I never expected the success of Israel Rising. And I've been hearing since that time that not only do military leaders and members of Knesset in Israel have it, it's being used as state gifts to, you know, African nations. I mean, it's being used all over the world, and it's really pretty amazing.
Well, what a calling card for the nation, I mean, to say the least. You know, you and I have been talking about leading a group there, and as soon as we can make arrangements, I would love to take audience members, you know, have them join us on a tour.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to get to get your perspective on this, especially in light of in light of all the research and everything and the photography. I mean, this is going to bring a dimension to your tours that nobody else has. You know, do you realize that?
Yeah, and that's one of the fascinating things about the land of Israel and Jerusalem. There's no other people group or city or piece of land that has had its history foretold from its destruction and its empty desolation, the scattering of the people, to then with the people coming back and the cities being rebuilt. I mean, all of this stuff was prophesied very accurately
exactly.
and very detailed throughout the scriptures. And to me, referring to actual travel, when a lot of travel companies take groups to Israel, they're looking at what happened 2,000 years ago in the time of Jesus, or even prior to that during the kings of Israel. And there is so much that's happening right now that the prophets talked about that, to me, that's when we go with groups and when we go with your group, of course, with your listeners, what we'll be looking at is not just the stuff from the past, but what is happening right now, how is it unfolding in such a unique,
exactly.
profound way that is not happening anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, some people might see this book on the surface and say, oh, it's another tabletop sort of book. It's more than that. I mean, if that's what you think initially, I know that once you start folding back the pages and you realize, the dimension of the contents of the book, it is such a blessing that you'll probably be embarrassed to think that it was a tabletop book to begin with, right?
Yeah, with Jerusalem Rising, again, we recreated some of the oldest photos of Jerusalem ever taken, even back to 1844, and some of those have never been recreated from those exact angles ever. So aside from the fact that the city is reviving exactly the way that Bible prophecy talked about, and aside from it being a then and now book, there's some historical documentation that we've done. With photography and with recreating some of these things. I mean, yes, it's a beautiful book. And as I mentioned before, there's no other people group that have this type of prophecy laid out, like not the
yes.
Persians or the Romans or the Greeks. There's nobody. And so, so while, yes, it's a nice then and now book, it's pointing back to the fact that there is something unique about this land, something specifically unique about the city of Jerusalem, and things that were prophesied 2,600 years ago were able to provide photographic documentation that these words are accurate and it's coming to pass exactly like was prophesied in the books of Ezekiel and Zechariah and others.
Well, the subtitle, The City of Peace Reawakens, is very appropriate here, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of ironic, really. I mean, Jerusalem is referred to as the city of peace, but throughout the centuries, it's been attacked 60, 70 times. It's changed hands 40 times. It's been completely leveled, two or three times. But, the fact remains is that, it wasn't even 100 years ago that, Jerusalem was a bit of a dump. There was nothing attractive about it. And the fact that it's being revived, and coming back to life in a way that no other city has really experienced is really phenomenal. And so, you know, just those facts alone, kind of putting Bible prophecy aside, there are things that are happening in the city that, you know, we often will judge history by what we see. You know, we've always known that in our lifetime, Israel's always been there, Jerusalem's always been there, but
exactly.
You know, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, it was very, very different, and that's what some of the...
Gotta go to break.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
You know, when you consider the history of Israel and Jerusalem, you know, we often talk about it here that, you know, it was desolate. The children of Israel, the world was told by God, a prophetic announcement, that Israel would reawaken. And who but God could reawaken a country in one day, basically. And when it first came about, Doug, as you were referring to Israel, it was this wasteland. It was one that, you know, God, even by his own declaration, said that people would walk by it and, you know, just, you know, groan and go, you know, what happened to these people? You know, this once, you know, flourishing, you know, country that has been so desolate. And people would know narratively, they would share the narrative that it was because of God's judgment on Israel. But he also promised Israel that they would come back, that there would be a rebirth of the country. And, of course, it was amazing how this came about seemingly so instantly plus a lifetime. And when people first considered, you know, well, hey, we'll give this to the Jews. It's just this desert wasteland out there. You know, what did the people care about it? They cared so little until the Jews moved in. And by the hand of God and his mercy and grace and blessing, Israel has been reawakening and been on a resurgence ever since, to such a degree they're the envy of the Middle East now, are they not?
Yeah, and that's one of the amazing things about writings like Mark Twain in 1867. He comes through the region, and when we're talking about Jerusalem, I mean he makes comments in 1867 saying the city is dreary and desolate and depressing, and I don't want to live here. And so that's his view in 1867. And in Jerusalem Rising, we have photos that actually predate some of those comments. So when you read about him complaining about saying, I can't describe to you how small the city is. A fast walker could walk around the city in about an hour or two. And so we have photos in the book from that time that show exactly that. The city is sort of desolate and forgotten. One of my favorite photos in the book is from 1933. I mean, less than 100 years ago, that shows an area right outside the Al-Aqsa Mosque and right outside the Temple Mount area being used as a basically like a garden for growing cauliflower and cucumbers. And so this is a region, this is a specific area now that the Muslims are very much adamant about, saying how holy it is and how significant it is to Islam. Well, I've got photos in this book that show this place being used as a farm. I mean, there's nothing holy and significant about it to Muslims 100 years ago. And then with the now photo, seeing of what has happened with the archaeology and the things there, I mean, it's aside from it just being stunning, what's even more stunning is this whole process was prophesied 2,600 years ago in the Bible.
Exactly. And it was amazing that even with Mark Twain, you know, by happenstance having to go there in his report, and how instrumental that became in influencing, you know, the nations to come together and to give birth to this, you know, this rebirth, I guess you can say, because this had to be done on an international level, and only by the hand of God could this have been possible.
Yeah, and again, it's really this amazing sort of documentation that God has in history kind of laid out. I mean, this is, again, if we're talking about Mark Twain and the land in 1867, the first wave of Jewish immigration back to the land didn't start until the 1880s. So it's almost like, you know, from some of the photography, again, from 1844, 1850s, 1860s, and then Mark Twain in 1867, we're getting this really solid baseline. What did the land look like? What did it feel like? How many people were there? And it's like, you know, God is giving the world a baseline of saying, this is from several different sources, and you can actually see it in Jerusalem Rising. This is what the city was like when there was only, in 1844, the census records from the Ottomans say there was only 15,000 people. And over 7,000 of them, of the majority, are Jewish. 15,000 people today, it's just a little over a million. I mean, that is a dramatic, dramatic population multiplication in 175 years, to go from 15,000 to well over a million. I mean, the city has bloomed and blossomed and revived in just the most dramatic and stunning of ways. And that's, again, some of the process of Jerusalem Rising is to be able to document that restoration.
Again, reconfirming prophecy, because this was foretold that this was going to happen, right? And I love what you've done in terms of, you know, getting older photography. You have a comparison here. I'm looking on page 28 and 29, and you can see this house that was there in the center. And here it is. I mean, it was just this house all by itself. There was, you know, it just looks like a bunch of desert around and rubble and everything. And you look at it today, and it's very vibrant.
Yeah, and that's, again, it's just this amazing restoration, not only the restoration of the people, the land reviving, the wastes and forgotten cities. Ezekiel 36 talks about the waste and forgotten cities being rebuilt. And to me, part of the joy of even doing the photo shoot, I mean, it was like we would go to bed exhausted and tired and very much, I mean, we'd wake up the next morning excited. It's like hunting down these old photos was kind of like,
exactly.
You know, it was like a treasure hunt. It was like X marks the spot, looking for these exact things, knowing full well once we find a spot, we're just going to stand back and go, oh my God, they're like, God, what have you done? Like, this is amazing. And that's
exactly that was... And like you say, the pictures of the Temple Mount, you know, then and now, very, very dramatic and quite telling and revealing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really tells the story of the people that were there, of the value and the significance of the land, of the people that were there. I mean, that's at one point when I was interviewing for an interview with Israel Rising, the interviewer wanted to be a little more edgy and was saying, "Well, what do you say about about the Jewish immigration pushing out the indigenous Arab inhabitants?" And my comment in Israel Rising, and really the same in Jerusalem Rising, was, you know, in Israel Rising, I've got over 100 black and white photos that show the land being empty and desolate and really forgotten. Like there's no thriving communities there until the Jewish people return. And it's like the land physically responds. The city itself has been experiencing just a time of peace and growth and restoration, really since 1967, since Israel took all of Jerusalem under his Israeli sovereignty for the first time in thousands of years. I mean, these dramatic changes are happening under Jewish hands and Jewish sovereignties, and it's blessing the Arab people as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And what do they say when you come back with the facts and even show them the photography of then versus now? What do they say? Are they enlightened as a result, or they still want to hold on to their ideology that, in essence, the Jews are occupiers of Palestinian land?
Yeah, I mean, what can you say when you're telling me that there is an indigenous Arab population, and I'm showing you lands and valleys and photos all over the region that are empty and desolate and there's nothing there. I mean, what's there to say? Then I think that's sort of the power and the significance of some of these photo books is, you know, you can argue with viewpoints and sort of abstract ideas, but when you're looking at then
exactly.
And now photography, it really speaks. Mm-hmm. And that the series, the Ancient Prophecy Modern Lens series, is looking at these ancient prophecies and then documenting with visual means their fulfillment, and or not even their full fulfillment, but even just the beginning processes of what is coming.
Exactly. We've got about a minute left here, Doug Hershey. And again, we're so grateful for what you are bringing, you know, to everybody. I mean, people here who love Israel, love Jerusalem, love, you know, the people and the culture. And boy, you know, like you said, when in the absence, you know, I've said this many times, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And there's been a lot of opinion and narrative, but this is the power of photography, is it not? I mean, it really brings the truth to bear here.
Yeah, when you can see things directly in front of you, I mean, it sort of tells the story for you. And so on my website at DougHershey.co, you can find both of those books. And I also have a video course called 10 Prophecies Fulfilled in Our Lifetime, where you can see all of this stuff unfolding in Israel with your own eyes. And that's really the beauty of the process.
Well, again, congratulations to Jerusalem Rising, current Amazon.com bestseller. Thank you, Doug. Yep.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A massive crude oil spill off the coast of Southern California, believed to be at least 126,000 gallons, has reached the shores of Huntington Beach, damaging local wildlife and possibly closing miles of beach for months. The origin of the leak was a line break at the rig Ellie, owned by Houston, Texas-based Amplify Energy. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, on Sunday said he hopes to pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill and a reconciliation package in the next month, setting another target date of Halloween for Congress to approve two massive spending bills after a failed attempt last week. Afghanistan's capital could be plunged into darkness as winter sets in because the country's new Taliban rulers have not paid Central Asian electricity suppliers or resumed collecting money from consumers. Most of Afghanistan's electricity is imported from neighboring countries. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Can you blame them? I mean, the chaos in this country just keeps on mounting. And I say not only this country, but this world. You know, a lot of times, you know, here in America, we think we're the center of the universe. And I just have to laugh because, I mean, when you think about it, and you understand. I mean, it is a bit arrogant if you think it's all about you here in America. But I want to talk about things of a spiritual consequence, because people are looking for a revival, because that's when we need it. Charles Finney said how many years ago that a revival happens when it's most needed. And I believe there are crying hearts around this country, around the world, saying, okay, how much more need do we have to express and experience here before a revival comes? And I say, look, you can be that revival right now. Be a revival of one. And everybody will catch up eventually. But you just be, you're ahead of the starting line. And why not? I mean, because what else can we hang on to? Bill Salas joins me now. Bill and I have been friends, by the grace of God, for such a long period of time. In fact, Bill was one of the early guests of our radio show, Bill Martinez Live, when we were based out of Los Angeles at KBRT. And it was actually Bill's daughter that brought us together. She says, "Guy, you got to talk to my dad here, because you guys have a lot in common. You know, you love God, you love Jesus, you are interested in what God is doing. And my dad is into prophecy. I think that's what she told me. My dad's into prophecy. and so it's all her fault that Bill and I have become joined at the hip. And I miss him when I don't talk to him, because he means so much to me, because he's been a student of the Word of God for so long, and particularly when it comes to prophecy. Some people recoil when they hear prophecy. They think, well, it's too woo-woo for me, and I don't want anything to do with it. But it's like, wait a minute. That's like God giving you a gift, or anybody giving you a gift, and you walk around with it, and you haven't opened it. And prophecy is there for a reason, and for those who study prophecy, it's for the right reason, in as much as that it is a blessing from God like no other God. It's real clear, because God reminds us several times, and especially in the Old Testament, what other God that you worship tells you the beginning from the end, that tells you when things are going to happen. And consistently, Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth, Bill Salas, has done that for his people, and for a specific reason, right?
Absolutely, and he's made it very important in the scriptures of the, you know, roughly about a third of all the verses, maybe about 9,000 to 10,000 verses, are predictive in their nature. And you're exactly right. Isaiah 46:9-10 says, I am God, there is no other. And I am God, there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and things that have not yet come. And my counsel will stand, and I will do all my pleasure. And he gives us that information because he wants us to know what's going on. It authenticates his sovereignty. It's invaluable predictive information outsourced from our loving God with 100% accuracy. It's intended to authenticate his sovereignty, equip us for the times in which we live. It can save lives and spare lives and save souls. For instance, I became a Christian through listening to a teaching from Chuck Missler, former Chuck Missler, since coming to be with the Lord, on the book of Revelation. So this time, ever since Israel became a nation 73 years ago, the world hourglass made a final spin into the end times, and prophecy is an important evangelistic tool at this point in time.
And the idea, again, is you say God's been 100%, and we've had about two-thirds of prophecy that God gave us in his word, and we've got about a third remaining, roughly. And so, as I often say, what are the chances that God's going to get the remaining third at 100%? My bet is on God. I'm just saying.
Well, he's got the best batting average ever. I mean, yes. He's never struck out, and I don't count on that ever happening, because he makes that declaration himself.
Exactly. Well, Bill, you and I talked about this last night, and one of the questions I get repeatedly in my travels, it doesn't matter whether I'm in Florida, somewhere in the Midwest, California, Hawaii, you know, is God judging us? And the other thing I notice is that people are looking up more these days. And it's almost instinctual. Like, you know, even people who may say they're atheist, they're looking up. Why is that?
The reason I think people are looking up more and more now, especially Christians, is because the world is running amok, and all the end times indicators, all the signs are converging. It's not just that Israel became a nation, the super sign back in 1948, which fulfilled many prophecies that God was bringing them back out of the nation into the land. But all the other things are going on. There's no weapon that's not fashioned, no technology that's not developed, no national relationship that's not formed or in the formative stages. To have all the end times biblical prophecies find fulfillment soon and sequentially. And it's been 73 years since the last one, the rebirth of Israel. But when the next one happens, and I would say that could be real soon, and then the other ones are going to follow like birth pangs. Jesus gave the analogy of Matthew 24, then the end times, these things will happen like birth pangs. In other words, they'll come. You can't control them. You can't stop them. They'll come with more intensity and more frequency. And quicker between them. So we're looking at probably the next prophecy happening, maybe even in the Biden administration. One of them could be Israel and Iran going at it because of the nuclear program. That's in Jeremiah chapter 49. That could lead to the destruction of Damascus. That's in Isaiah 17 because Syria is a proxy of Iran. So, you know, we're watching what's going on in current events presently going, there's more to this than just a secular worldview filled with its fake news and censored social media. There's a biblical narrative and a prophetic perspective, and we We're trying to introduce that to people, Bill, and I appreciate being on your show because you do just that.
Well, the truth is important day one, you know, as you and I discussed even before you and I got on the radio to talk about this. You know, I felt like God was calling me to, to be a watchman for the truth, because the truth had been so, so relative. And that, I mean, we really had abandoned, you know, the things of truth. Because if truth no longer existed, Bill Salas, then we can do as we darn well please. We're back in the book of Judges again, right?
Right, and truth is more than a concept. John 14:6 says, Jesus says in his own words, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one gets to the Father but through me. So he took truth to a whole other level. In other words, Jesus Christ is the truth.
Yes.
And that's the... It's like, how do you understand that concept? Everybody knows what's right and what's wrong and this sort of thing. But bottom line, truth is embodied in the Savior, the seed that came to save the God's plan of redemption through Jesus Christ. And he's come. He's come mm-hmm. over 2,000 years ago, and he's coming back.
Yeah.
And when he comes back, he's going to set up a messianic kingdom. And he will rule on the earth for 1,000 years. And that's going to, as a matter of fact, I just wrote a book on that called The Millennium Prophecies and the New Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. This book, now, is this the fifth book in the series that you were telling me about, or am I misunderstanding?
Yeah, it completes the series. Mm-hmm. You know, the Now Prophecies, those prophecies could happen at the present time. These are books and also DVDs. Mm-hmm. And what happens, now those have no preconditions. They could happen at any time. Then they'll be followed by what we call the next prophecies. They have some minor preconditions, but they're stage setting. And then we get into the last prophecies, which is the first 3.5 years of the 7-year tribulation period. And then the second half of the 7-year tribulation period is called the final prophecies. And then, of course, Jesus returns at the end of the tribulation period and he sets up his kingdom. So we go through 4 periods there. We go to the 75-day interval where he mops up the mess from the judgments. Then we get into the millennium, 7,000-year reign of Christ. Then we have the aftermath age. And then we have the eternal order, which there'll be no more pain, no more death, no more curse. That sort of thing. New Jerusalem comes down from heaven. So it's incredible. The whole series is done now.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bill, you know, Jesus came that we would have, that we would be redeemed to have eternal life. I mean, this is the end game of people of faith. And you know, when people hear eternal life, it goes, well, what does that mean? Got about 30 seconds left. And maybe, because that could be a heavy question for people to try to understand, because that we hear, you know, in the Christian parlance, you know, talking about eternal life. But sometimes I wonder if people really understand what that exactly means in God's terms and his desire for each of his creation. We're going to take a quick break. We've got more from Bill Salas, the prophecy expert, after this. Stay with us.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
A Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour right now, Bill Martinez here. I'll tell you, with all that's happening in our world today, understand that we are heading to an appointed time. I mean, this isn't helter-skelter. We're not living in a theoretical realm. I mean, God has purposed all that's happening right now. And let me tell you, including Joe Biden as president, don't think that that was some sort of mistake. We may not understand the full meaning for those of us that scratch our head and say how this could happen. Well, God has a purpose. Everything under the sun is for a purpose, and it is to fulfill his will and order of things. And as I mentioned, this all funnels to this idea of eternal life. Bill Salas is with us. Bill is an author, celebrated author, best-selling author, and renowned prophecy expert. And you can go to his website and be in the flow of the know. I would say that if you have not been engaged with his series, you should have the complete series on your library, including the DVDs that help you understand what's going on. I mean, Bill is, you know, he's at leading conferences. He's all over. He's all over the country, and people are, you know, he's in high demand. You know, for obvious reasons, because this has been a focus of his, and he understands, as you can hear him explain, what some people would see as being complex. But there is an order of things, and that's the way God operates. It's not helter-skelter. It's not chaotic. There is a specific order, and there are certain things that need to happen to get us to the end game, and that is a life with God in Christ forever. And to enjoy what he has planned and purposed for us beyond mansions. It's eternal life. Bill, what is exactly, you know, help people understand when we talk about eternal life, what does that mean?
Well, and that's what everybody's seeking. Of course, Ponce de Leon tried to find the fountain of youth. You know, ever since Adam and Eve sin in the garden, the curse of death has come. So we have temporary life. We have mortal life at this point in time. There's cosmetic surgeries. There's things people want to do to find that eternal life situation. Well, we go to John 3:16. It says the memory verse, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish. Okay, that's what's going on with mortality. We're going to perish. Everybody knows that. At some point we're going to grow old and we're going to go to the grave. But not perish, but have everlasting life or eternal life. That's the key. Now, of course, when Jesus, to make good on that promise, to live forever, and that's what eternity means, and where we live was another topic we'll get into. Jesus had to resurrect to show, listen, I know how to do that. I know how to take you from mortality into immortality and get you into everlasting life. So he had to die. He had to resurrect to make good on that memory verse of God so loved the world. Now, when you go into Jesus at this point in time is going to come get his bride. You know, a lot of Christians say, well, you know, this is exciting, but we're going to be floating around in clouds, playing harps and singing and feasting. And what's wrong with that, right? But at the same token, no, it's much more than that. He's going to come in 1 Thessalonians 4. He's going to whisk us away. It says the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ, those who believe in Jesus Christ, who have since passed on to be with the Lord, and will rise along with us to the alive and remain, will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord. And that says he's going to be with him, will be with him forever in eternity. And in 1 Corinthians 15, we find out this happens in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15:52 and 53. It happens in the twinkling of an eye, and we will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. So in other words, we will be given, even those who are alive and remain, there'll be a generation who won't taste death, will be given immortal bodies, and that moment of what Christians call it the rapture. So that goes on. Now, meanwhile, Jesus has been preparing places. In John 14, it says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And of course, his Father's house is in eternity. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, and where I am, there you may be also, and where I go, you know, and the way you know. Now, I read that because there's 9 times he mentions your and you in that promise. And that's a very personal message to not only his apostles and disciples at the time, but to everyone who puts their faith into Jesus Christ presently. So he's promising them not only everlasting life, but a place in his Father's house, mansions built for us, you, your heart, etc. So if you believe in God, then these promises are for you. So then there's also in the Millennium Book, I point forward that the church is called to be co-reign with Jesus Christ. They're actually going to be helping administrate his government over the 1,000-year millennial period. And there's all kinds of exciting things he's going to call on us to do. So that's sort of the starting point of, you know, mortality is going to fund immortality, and we're going to co-reign with Jesus Christ. We are considered his bride. He is the groom, and that typology in Ephesians. And we're going to have a marriage supper with him. We're going to be consummated marriage with him in heaven. Then we're going to come down on earth when he reigns over the earth with a rod of iron, by the way, because there'll still be in the millennium, there'll still be a sin nature, but the devil he'll be bound for 1,000 years in the abyss, we're told in Revelation 20. So sin will still exist on the earth, and Jesus will have to rule with a rod of iron, not with a feather. And we'll be part of that process with them. So, you know, it's not just we go up to heaven, we float around in some clouds and have some barbecues. We got a role to fulfill as the bride of Christ.
Right.
As our wives would do presently. It's like, you know, honey, would you please do this for the family needs and that sort of thing.
Right. Well, and of course, even now, the church is called to be a light unto a dark world. And that is the question that we should be asking ourselves, is how is our church, you know, fulfilling that role? And how, as we individuals, the bride of Christ, fulfilling that role?
Well, that's the question. I mean, at this point in time, the church is all over the place, and that's also a prophecy. The Bible talked about a time when the church would become lukewarm in the letter to Laodicea, one of the 7 letters in the book of Revelation 3. And it says that, you know, he wishes that we were hot or cold, but we're lukewarm. We think the church thinks it's wealthy, but it's blind, miserable, wretched, naked, and he wants them to invite him in. He says, I stand at the door knocking. Whoever would invite me in, I'll come and sup with them. In other words, I'll have a relationship with them. And that's what we need to do as a church right now, let people know that Jesus Christ is standing at the door right now as people are watching the world go into chaos. And he's standing at the door saying, look, I'm still the Savior, the extraordinary Savior. I'm outside the door as a stranger from the church now, but I'm knocking. Let me back in. Let me back into the midst of the church. Let me back into your church, into your life, personal relationship.
Mm.
He hasn't changed. It's just that the church is doing what he said would happen. It's become lukewarm.
Right. Can't you hear me knocking? Hey, Bill, we talked also about your release, the 75-day interval prophecies. We've got about 4 minutes left. I want to give you time to break that down. I know we need a lot more time than this, but I'll pray that God will redeem this time and give us the most effective understanding that we need to have of the 75-day interval prophecies. Break it down.
It's interesting. It's very specific. Daniel chapter 12 tells us in verse 11 and 12 that there will be a period of time, and he counts it from the middle of the tribulation period. You know, there's a seven-year tribulation period. Most of your listeners will be familiar with that. We're the seven seal judgments, seven trumpet judgments, and seven bowl judgments, which include the wrath of God, are laid out on the earth. And the earth, this earth has an expiration date. And Jesus Christ comes in his second coming at the end of that period of time, and he fights off the Antichrist and the armies of Armageddon and that sort of thing. But he's got this mess he's got to mop up afterwards. There'll be major streams that had been turned to blood. The drinking water supplies were affected. Massive fires and scorching heat had burned up the vegetation from these judgments. A third of mankind will have been killed by this 200 million strong army of demons, and major cities have been toppled by a great earthquake. I mean, I can't go through the whole book of Revelation, but the point is, this world is going to be a mess when Jesus comes after those judgments. And he's going to take 75 days to accomplish about 10 or 11 things so he can set up his millennial kingdom, so he can restore the earth to Garden of Eden-like conditions, which will happen in the millennium after those judgments. Mm-hmm. So the earth will find itself rendered uninhabitable. So he's got to go through several things.
Wow.
I don't have time to explain each one, but he's going to have to cast the Antichrist and the false prophet into the lake of fire. He's going to have to bind Satan for 1,000 years in the bottomless pit. He's got to restore the whole earth. He's got to return the Jewish remnant, the faithful Jewish remnant, which will have fled from the Antichrist campaign of genocide. Then there's going to be a resurrection of the Old Testament saints. Yeah, that's right. King David's coming back. Abraham's coming back. He's going to resurrect at the same time that people who die in the tribulation that are saints to become believers, because many people will become believers after the rapture as they go into that terrible time of tribulation. Then there's going to be a mourning period for Jesus. In Zechariah 12, we're told they'll mourn him who he had pierced. That's in Zechariah 12 or 14. And it goes, there'll be a marriage supper of the Lamb where we, if we're a believer in Jesus Christ, will be the guest of honor at a marriage supper of the Lamb. That's a really big event in Revelation chapter 19. There'll be the end of the abomination of desolation. In other words, the Antichrist, the image of the beast, is going to be standing, and Jesus Christ has got to tear that down. And that happens actually at the 30 days and the 75-day interval. So it's actually going to stand for 30 days and get rid of that, set up his throne in Jerusalem, and then he's going to judge the Gentiles. And those who are believers are called sheep, and they will go into the Messianic kingdom. They will be the inhabitants, humans, that will be moved into there, and then it'll be all the goats who had taken, go Gentiles, who have taken the mark of the beast, and they cannot go into the Messianic kingdom. They have to be judged, and they will be, unfortunately, they will be dealt with. So the mark of the beast is the pivotal thing that we want to warn people. Never, if you get left behind, don't take the mark of the beast that's offered by the Antichrist. That's a no-win situation. You end up, can't be redeemed.
And Bill, we're being conditioned for that right now, aren't we, with this COVID vaccine stuff?
Well, we really are.
In a way.
And it says no one will buy or sell unless they worship this beast, this Antichrist, and take his mark. And so we're seeing that in the cryptocurrencies available now, the vaccine issues. I mean, all the technologies are in place, Bill, for this world to dive into this terrible tribulation period.
Well, Bill Salas, as always, you're welcome to be on the show. I love having you on and encouraging our audience. Where can they go for more information? 5 seconds left here.
ProphecyDepot.com. ProphecyDepot, like HomeDepot.com. We've got the articles.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox?